Oh, so describe what growing up on the farm was like for you, and what type of farming does your family do? And I guess what's the name of your farm and where is it located?
Yeah, so we are only cash crop now, but growing up in the 80s and 90s, our farm was called Shipton Acre Farms, kind of a play on the properties that were purchased to form the farm. And back then we had a substantial pig operation. So we ran average 1,500 to 2,000 pigs somewhere in there, farrow to finish, and then ran more than 1,000 acres to kind of supplement the pig farming. So not really cash crop back then. Everything we did kind of supported the pig business, and that lasted until around the mid-90s, late 90s, I guess. Then we went on contract with another pork operation in Southwestern Ontario, and then we were out of pork by early 2000, somewhere around then. But at the point in the 80s, and especially before I was around in the 70s, my dad had won, an uncle had won multiple awards for leanest pork. And we were one of the biggest pork producers in the county, if not Eastern Ontario at some of those times too. So we had a big operation at one point. That's when the glory days, my dad likes to say.
Just want to know, in your opinion, is helping out on a local family farm something kids these days should be encouraged to do?
If there is a farm in your area, it's absolutely something that kids should be asking if help is needed. And there's lots of farms that will take that help. I know growing up, I had certain jobs that I had to do. For instance, spreading manure was one of those jobs where at 5 a.m. in the morning until 8 p.m. at night that you were in the tractor spreading manure, aside from doing chores twice a day. But there's just jobs that kids can have on farms. We didn't do hay on our farm, but when haying season was in full swing, we would go down the road and help our dairy farmers with their haying too. So something as a kid, 9, 10, 11, 12 in that area, I mean, you're on the back of the wagon doing bales, or you're up in the haymow collecting the bales when the tractor returns. So there's a lot of jobs that can be done by kids there. Obviously, safety issues right around. I mean, you have to kind of understand how a farm works and where you should be and stuff like that. But for me growing up on a farm, I mean, it definitely cemented work ethic at a young age.
I guess finally, where do you see the future of farming going? I know we talk a lot about automation and everything as well with farming in the future.
We were planting corn with a 6-row corn planter or 4-row corn planter at the time, and now you have 12 and 24-row corn planters to get the jobs done. GPS is another big one, right? You just plug in the coordinates on your tractor and away you go to plant corn. Drones are now helping to spray fields and look for to fly over fields and look for quality issues and stuff like that. But technology, as I mean, it's kind of good and bad. Today, we're still doing cash cropping. I mean, around 130 acres. And we're using equipment from the 60s, 70s, and 80s to put those crops in. Number one, because we can fix the tractors that we have because there's less technology. And number two, I mean, we have the equipment that we know works well, and that's how we do it. So back to the technology thing, there is something now coming through about the right to repair. And I'm sure any farmers know what's going on in the States about the John Deere controversy and lawsuits and public backlash for farmers arguing they should have the freedom to fix what they own. And John Deere says, well, you don't own the software. And that leads into a bunch of different things where you have to wait for someone to come out and fix your tractor or diagnose it. Meanwhile, you're losing time in the field. So technology can hinder farming in that way, which is why I know my dad's older now and we stick to the old machinery where something breaks, we can fix it right away. We don't have to wait for anything. But I mean, technology has been better for seeds, obviously. Like I said, GMO there, more data, you can get stuff, information on the internet in real time, right? Stuff like that. So it's a matter of working with the technology you want and putting it to where you can use it on your farming, because every farm is different, right?